The U.S. passport is highly valued. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. On the negative side, it can make its holder a kidnapping target in some parts of the world. Some abductors see American wealth and the opportunity to negotiate for ransom. Others, like extremists, focus on Americans as political targets. Warren Weinstein, it seems, was one of these unlucky targets. He was a USAID contractor working in Pakistan. Wednesday next week will mark the third anniversary of his abduction there in 2011. I spoke with Weinstein's daughter, Elisa, today, and I asked her to explain how her father was taken.
It was during a holiday. It was Eid, and some men came to the gate of his house and offered food to the guards who were there.
This is in Lahore, Pakistan.
That's right, in Lahore. My dad actually lived in an apartment above his office, so downstairs was where he worked, upstairs was where he slept. And once the gate was open, the kidnappers overpowered the guards, tied them up, and forced his driver, my father's driver, at gunpoint to knock on his bedroom door. And my father opened the door for his driver, who he was very close with and trusted implicitly. And that was when he was taken. And from what we know, he was driven out of the city and then probably sold or traded up the food chain from the people who took him to whoever might be holding him now. And we don't know exactly who that is.
And those details you were able to gain from whom?
Well, I know what I know mostly through reading the media that was written about the incident. Mm. In the early days when my father was kidnapped, I wasn't able to read any of the stories, and I didn't want to know exactly what had happened. It was just too painful for me to hear any of the details. It wasn't until months later that I was able to read them and think about it in that way. So really, it was the stories that were written, and that's it.
I know your father was a USAID contractor. What was he actually doing in Pakistan?
He was working on grassroots level projects to improve different industries in Pakistan. So, for example, the dairy industry, he worked with different producers and stakeholders and academia to create what they are calling a center of excellence, where they could think about what are the best ways to improve the industry. And they brought people in actually from New Zealand, which has an excellent dairy industry, to help the local industry see what they could do to improve things and just work with cutting-edge equipment and improve the production, improve the amount of money they could earn from their product, and, of course, the quality of the product itself.
Doesn't seem very controversial. Is there some reason you think Warren Weinstein could have attracted the attention of extremists who might have seen him in some other negative light?
Absolutely not. You know, it wasn't controversial, exactly what you're saying. My father was not political. He was there to help the local people. He had many friends, and he really was immersed in the local life there, had grown to love the country and feel very at home. So it was very surprising to us that this happened. We have no sense of what could have touched it off, only that, you know, it was an opportunity. He was an American, or is an American, and it's one of those things where, you know, he was leaving 48 hours later. He was set to come home.
Definitively.
Well, he was planning to work half-time. I don't think my father ever intended to fully retire. That's just not his style. So we imagine that this was an opportunity that had presented itself, and that the people who set it up knew he was leaving and needed to act before he could leave the country. So it's very hard to know why. I mean, that's one of the questions we have. Why did this happen? Why him?
Did anyone claim responsibility?
Yes. In December of 2011, there was an audio recording released, and in that recording, Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the kidnapping. And we had not heard anything about my father's whereabouts until that recording came out. We had no idea if he was alive. We didn't know who had him. There was just no trace of him at all. So it was complete and utter void. It was like he just disappeared into thin air.
And how many videos have been released?
I believe 3 videos have been released of my father, the last one in December on Christmas Day of 2013. He didn't look great in that video. He looked very different than he had in the previous video. So it was a very shocking thing for us to see as his family.
Were demands made by his captors?
Yes, they've made demands that we as a family, as private citizens in the country, just can't possibly accommodate. I mean, there's a long list of demands ranging from, you know, halting all drone attacks to releasing prisoners.
What is Pakistan doing to try and get him released?
We don't know exactly what they're doing. We do know that they've told us that they are doing everything they can and that they would like to be cooperative.
And more importantly, Lisa Weinstein, the U.S. government, his employer, what's it doing? Have you reached out to the White House to try and get your dad back? Is it clear to you why a deal was reached to get Bo Bergdahl out of captivity but not your father?
That's definitely not clear to me or to anyone in my family or people who know my father and wish that he was a part of that deal. It's hard for us to understand what the government is thinking or why they do the things they do. What they've told us since we've been in better touch with them, and that really started in December, is that they are doing everything they can, but that this is a very complex and difficult situation. And they said to us that my father's situation is just very different from the situation that Sergeant Bergdahl was in. Of course, those subtleties and differences are really difficult for us to grasp. And what we know is that they were both being held, and we think, in the same region. And so it seems really unfair that he couldn't have been included in that deal.
Elisa, what is your father, Warren, like? I mean, and can you imagine how captivity has changed? I mean, you must have spent a lot of time imagining him wherever he is.
My father is, if you know him, you know, one of the most positive people that I've ever met. What I hope more than anything is that he's had some way to stay engaged with the world around him. I want him to come home the same person he was when he left. I know that he'll never be exactly the same person, but the thought of him being diminished in any way is very difficult for me.
Elisa Weinstein, the daughter of kidnapped USAID contractor Warren Weinstein, speaking with me as we approach the 3rd anniversary of her father's abduction on August 13th. Elisa, thank you for doing the interview. You and your family stay strong.
Thank you so much, Marco.